Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Show my hand.
Michael Ward. And I first want to start off by saying thank you to all my listeners, north to south and east to west, and everyone in the 40 countries around the world. And before I bring our guests on, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Chris Michael Ward. Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
Hello, Terry. TGIF. That's all I'll say. TGIF.
Thank God it's Friday, huh? Hell yeah. Weeks are going by real fast, baby. Well, we got a good show tonight because the show is about caregivers. And a lot of people just think it's a job and they don't realize the importance of preparing before you need a caregiver. They don't understand when they're caught in a position to be caregivers, how emotionally and physically draining it can be. So some of those myths we're going to dispel. We're going to ask our guest tonight. Her name is Elvira, like the chick with the black on the Halloween. Elvira.
Yeah,
Santana.
Elvira.
Yeah. But I just call her Cookie because she's a bad sister. How you doing, Cookie?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you're here tonight. And, you know, how long have you been a caregiver?
Well, I could say that it's been close to 20 years in between everything. Yeah, so when I used to work with Broward Health and worked with the insurance part to help with, and at the same time I do caregiving when I'm not at the hospital.
So Broward Hall, you said, what is that?
Broward Health is our hospital here in Fort Lauderdale. It's a trauma level one, and they handle everything for us to help patients to get the caregiving they need also. So I used to work with that end to help them communicate and deal with the Medicare and the Medicaid to help them with that insurance part of caregiving. So there's a lot to go, and you're not only doing caregiving, but also for personal things that I've done, personal caregiving on my own and everything to help people that I know to get through this. It's a very entailed process.
Well, I can imagine that it is because, you know, just being a caregiver, it goes over so many spectrums. Some people are caregivers for people who have Alzheimer's. And I just recently saw on TV where they were talking about there's a type of Alzheimer's where the person is very agitated and angry. And the commercial said something like, I could not believe that those lips would sing me lullabies, but now they're, you know, mean and angry and nasty. And I used to always associate Alzheimer's with, you know, absent-mindedness, you know, or, you know, grumpy, because I experienced that myself with my mom. And being a caregiver is a hard thing to do because it's hard not to take stuff personally when people are saying stuff to you. And you got to have that what they say, that the water roll off of your back like a duck. Obviously, that ain't me because my feelings got hurt a lot when I was trying to be a caregiver for my mom. And I apologize every day, and I hope that Jesus relay that back to her in heaven. I'm sorry when I used to get angry and mad and go to my room. I never disrespected her when she was grumpy. I just went to my room and I didn't want to talk to her. And I realized now that all she needed was love, even though she was agitated, because it wasn't her. It was Alzheimer's. But, you know, it's hard. But before I go further into that, I'm going to just let my co-host Chris ask his question.
Yeah, Elvira, my first question is, what would somebody need to study to be a caregiver? Like, you know, if I wanted to be a caregiver to, say, my mother or my grandmother, what would I need to study?
Well, you know, there are simple courses that you can take. Normally, like, for instance, you can go to these schools and take, like, it's like a 4 to 6 month course to get certified as a CNA or a PCA, a patient care advocate, or a CNA, which is a certified nurse-like assistant. It's a six-month normal course, and you can then get certified by your state. Like in the state of Florida, you then take the test. It's like $50 to get certified. Once you're certified, then you can turn around and actually show that, say, I'm a I'm a CNA or a PCA certified. And then if your family member is ill and you are going to live with them, let's say, and you're a full-time caregiver, then through Social Security, if they are considered disabled, then Social Security can pay you as a caregiver and help you with paying you to take care of your family member. Or, and a lot of people that also, that's a big thing because it's just not just taking care, because there's a lot involved. Like when you're a caregiver, it could be that you don't, and you could be home and you're the one that's actually taking care of that person. But now you need a medical nurse to come into your home, or you need, let's say, a CNA to come into your home. And then that's based on your on several factors, your insurance, if you have Medicare, if you have Medicaid, or you have private insurance. And your doctors are what's going to drive that. And mostly, and so there's different ways that you can get paid to do that. And Social Security requires a certain, whatever their demands are for what you need to do for that patient. Now, there are some patients, if you're a caregiver, of course, that, let's say they have cancer, and you are, and they're at home. So it just depends. Is this, is that person that you as a caregiver are taking care of that patient? Are they in a stage 4 cancer? Are they a hospice patient that can have vitals come to the house? Are they a dialysis patient? So different levels of care kind of set off your different insurances to help you have that care, because sometimes you can get caregiving to where they'll send a nurse to your house or a CNA, and they will come 5 days a week for 4 hours a day. And they come and
Let me break in there a minute. Let me break in there a minute. I remember back in the day when I lived in Oceanside, California. When I went to California, I was already a paramedic, and I met this old lady, and she wanted me to be a caregiver. And so she called Social Security, and because I've already was a paramedic and a coronary care technician, but I was the one that would take and read the script of the EKGs for the doctors when they come on the floor. So I didn't have to have, like you say, a CPA or whatever, because I guess because my medical background, they okayed it. And basically all I did for that lady was made sure I fed her, I rolled her hair up, went to the grocery store, bought her groceries. Her name was Miss Mary. She was just the sweetest old woman I ever could meet. And it wasn't like she was unable to do anything. It was just that she was old, and her kids didn't want to be there on a daily. So I was there every day, and I stayed until it was time for her to go to sleep, and I locked the door. And, you know, she was a wonderful, wonderful woman, you know. But, you know, to be a caregiver, is there certain things that a person should do prior to the need of someone? Because we all, at some point, is going to need some help. We might not today. Is there anything you can put in place before the need is necessary?
Yes. There are individual type insurances that you can take out and pay for years. It's like having a car insurance, for instance, but it's a special home health care insurance. And there are so many different ones out there you can look up, and you pay on this, you know, and you have this special insurance that is strictly going to help you with that. And they, you know, will do that for you. And so it wouldn't matter, and it'll help pay for a CNA or somebody that would come in. So that's something, if you know that there's going to be some kind of issues or of whoever, that's something that really you should always predetermine and try to get those things in place so they'll help you to get that help that you need extra. If you're a person that's not a nurse, let's say.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. You know, I'm really not a patient person, so I assume that you are very patient because different personalities and different people, I'm sure you got to have some clients that just got on your last nerve and made you want to say, forget this, I don't need this. Have you ever had that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I just kind of look at them and I'm like, I have to kind of bring my center of me and meditate in my heart because I'm going, this is a very sick person and they really are needing that care. And trust me, if you, let's say you've known that person, they're very active. They've never were sick. They've always been independent and now they're dependent and they're sick.
Wow.
And they're not happy being in that situation either, dependent on somebody to help them.
Right.
And so they kind of, you're the person they're going to get angry with because
right.
you're right in front of them. You're right front and center with them. And sometimes they just don't want to be helped because they want to be independent. Then they get frustrated with themselves. And so that's when you have to kind of like take a deep breath and you just kind of work through it. And just patience is the biggest key word that I can tell you when you're a caregiver, whether you're with certified, if you're just a person that's taking care of your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, cousin, whatever.
So, that's not me. That's why I don't want to be a caregiver. But Chris, I got another question for you, Ms. Santana.
Sure. Yeah, my next question is, you know, on that, you just mentioned, you know, it's stressful days and stuff like that. So what, on a bad day, like what keeps you going? What's the best part about being a caregiver for you, to you?
Then go home and have a drink.
Well, I don't drink, you're funny. I'll be honest, you just got to have that care in you. And it's, you just got to be that, take that extra step when you're dealing with someone that's sick like that. And I sometimes, what I do is I'll think, if this was me, how would I want to be taken care of? And if this, and so I kind of like put myself in their situation and what can I make it to make it better for that person? Sometimes it's just sitting there and I'm not, so I had a person one time that all I had to do was just sit there and hold their hand. And
really?
They were happy with just, and just holding that person's hand. And it let them know that there was a physical touch. That physical touch is so important with patients that, let's say, that nobody comes visit. They have nobody. And so they feel like they've been abandoned. So sometimes just sitting there and holding their hand, just holding their hand and just talking softly to them about anything. And if you know that they like certain things, sports or music or something like that, I try to kind of like work with that. You know, I had a person that I knew that loved sports. Turn on the TV with sports. And I would hold our hands and I said, what do you think of this? Even though they really did not address the TV, but they knew they could hear. And, but they were, you know, and they smiled and they would shake their head up and down. So really, I think the touch, the feeling of touch, even it's a hand, you know,
we need
rubbing
more people
their head
like
sometimes.
You. We need more people like you that are patient and willing to not take it personally. Because, you know, like I said, you know, some people, because they could be frustrated because they lose their mobility and they're now they're needing to have someone else to take care of them. It takes away from their womanhood, manhood, you know. So I'm so glad that it's people like you, because nobody would ever hire Terry Law to be a caregiver, because I just don't have that kind of patience. That's not who I am. You know, I have empathy, but that's from a distance, you know. because I remember even working one time with my mother on the bus, and we was taking special needs kids to the facility where they get keep a mobile using their hand and stuff, and because she didn't have her aide to go with her, they asked me to ride with my mom. So I said, okay. So she drove, and I sit there with the kids, and the kids that was spitting, rubbing their hands on a mirror on the glass. They was cussing and everything. When that shift was over, I said, look, if y'all don't get me off this bus, I quit, because that's not me. My mother, she thought she had laughed, you know, so hard. She was holding the stomach because she said, you can't handle it. I said, hell no, because it was just like, that ain't me. So some people are good at that. It's not me. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Chris, go ahead with your next question, baby.
All right, Elvira. Well, outside of being a caregiver, what other superpowers do you have? Like, do you cook? Do you knit? Do you color? What other hobbies can you?
I like that.
Well, the thing is, I don't sing because they would really call 911. So, but I do cook, and I like to cook little things that I kind of will find out what does that person like. And if, I'll cook something like very simple things and that they can one hand eat without having to go through a knife or fork and all that kind of stuff. And they can enjoy. So that's a very key thing. People will do all these major big cooking and then expect that person to eat. Eating is like the last thing they want to do. So you kind of cook simple things that they will eat. Like a grilled cheese sandwich, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
You know, or sometimes I would bring stuff that I make and bring that I know they like empanadas. And so, and I would have stuff with cheese or had them with ground beef or chicken. And it was, you could eat it with one hand. It's like an empanada is like having a croissant but fried. I don't know if you know. It's like a dough, and you fill it and fry it, and it's like eating a one of those pastries. And so, and other things, I really don't knit, but I do read a lot, so I'll do reading. Sometimes I'll sit there and read a book to them, and I try to pick romance novels, and I don't know if they like it or not, but I find things that don't stir up bad memories or stir up bad things.
Oh, yeah.
So I see, right. You know, but stuff like that.
Right.
Okay. Well, I want y'all to stand by. I'm going to play a song real quick, and we'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Okay.
Power now the speed.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward and our special guest, Elvira Santana. You know, I just want to thank this dynamic woman for having the mindset, the patience, and the heart to be a caregiver, because everyone knows that at some point you have to take care of people. You know, whether it's called babysitting when they're young, as they get older they call it caregiving, but whatever the cost, it's a difficult one, and we need more patience to receive caregivers such as Mrs. Santana, because we have a lot of patients that's paying good money for care, and they're not getting the care they deserve. So on that note, I want to applaud you, Miss Elvira, for doing what you're doing, and thank you for being a sister for people out there who need it. And so on this note, before we get off, is there anyone you'd like to give a shout-out to?
To all first responders, to all caregivers, to anyone that's not even anybody that is helping somebody, that, you know, that God bless them and give them puts his hands on them and help them with anything you can. That's all I can say is, you know, it's not easy. And as you get older also, it's not easy. So I applaud anybody, and I want to thank them for making that person or whoever they're helping have a little better life that day.
Well, thank you so much. And again, mm-hmm. me and Chris, we appreciate you being
yes.
here this weekend, and we hope you have mm-hmm. a great weekend, and go out there and do what you're doing and do something special for yourself.
Thank you. I will. I will.
All right,
thank
darling.
You so much. Bye-bye now. Thank
Goodbye.
You, Chris.
All right, bye, darling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap.